This is Inside Track. We're at the Scotland County Speedway, night one of the Memphis Fall Nationals. We're with tonight's stock car feature winner, Jason Cook from Mount Pleasant. Jason, just talked to you last weekend after two wins at Donaldson. You come down here and pick up a pretty comfortable win. You're not getting a new car this winter, are you?
Starting to look more and more like I should keep this one, Dave.
I don't think you need one.
I know. Well, I maybe these guys want me to get one, but I tell you what, I'm lucky and I'm fortunate and blessed to have a car that's been driving and running the way this one has, and I've been drawing good. I mean, it's one of those points in my career where everything's just the cards are falling for me. So, you know, it doesn't make a person. Racing goes in a graph. You know, right now I'm at the top of the graph, and you know I'll spend a bunch of time at the bottom too. So
I've never seen that.
I'll just enjoy it while it lasts. Everything's working good. The car's fast. The crew guys are doing a great job, and the motor's running great. And I can't say any more than that. It's been great.
Well, I'll tell you, the 93 car made his way to second tonight. I think he was the second fastest car out there. He had plenty of chance on that restart, but you were just too smooth for him.
Yeah, I was running. I don't know if anybody else was running down there. Extreme 1 and 2 was rutting up a little bit. And Mike, I got to throw a kudos out to him. Man, that man's out here trying everything he can to give us the best racetrack we can have, and he's doing a great job. I mean, circumstance, this place only sees race cars once a year, and he's working his butt off. And I was running extreme low line, and I don't, you know, if unless I missed my entry by a car, half a car width, I was running a pretty smooth line. I mean, it didn't feel like it was bouncing around a lot on me. So maybe that was the key to staying up front, or, you know, I don't know for sure, but the line I picked was where I was going to run, and that's where I was going to stay. So,
who'd you have helping you tonight?
I had Boris, of course. Craig couldn't make it tonight; he had to work. I had Boris tonight. Kobe. A friend of mine that I met at Boone's, Mark Thede, we call him Sparky, he's come down, brought us a camper to sleep in. Thank God, it's chilly out here. Mike here, he's been helping quite a bit tonight, too. So it's a cold night. Glad all the fans came out to watch. It looked like there wasn't a bad grandstand over there.
Pretty good crowd.
So for as cold as it is, anyway. So just thanks, everybody.
Who you got for sponsors?
I got a whole bunch of them. I got T&J Sandblasting and Painting, K&M Automotive, Mike's Automotive, Farmington Tax Service, Tahiti Graffiti, Dick's Dynamics, Dingus Transport, McDaniel Racing Enterprises, 777 Trucking, Ellen in Repair out of Mount Union, Iowa, Riverside Collision Repair, Donaldson Tire, Quality Equipment, Lance Refuse, Davis Homes, and let me see. Griner Buildings, Matt Griner, Griner Buildings, and I think I got everybody else covered. I every time I do this, somebody else is last on the list. It's just I've got a lot of great people that support me. It's hard to remember them all when I got to go run through that. So,
Jason Cook, thanks for talking with us. Great win tonight, first night of the Memphis Fall Nationals, and you might as well make it four in a row. Back her up tomorrow night.
All I can say is I'm going to try. Nothing in this sport's guaranteed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.